Do you schedule and host events in the Jewish community? Conferences, webinars, local events? Please consider adding your events to JCast Network's newest project, the Jewish Communal Events Calendar. Don't schedule events, but know someone who does? Invite them to add their events. If we all work together, we can create another wonderful resource for the Jewish community. Visit our calendar and post your events at jcastnetwork.org/JCEC. You are listening to 2 Minutes of Torah with Rabbi Danny, a JCast Network podcast. For more information about Rabbi Danny, please visit rabbidanny.com. For more information about other JCast Network podcasts and blogs, please visit jcastnetwork.org.
Shalom, and welcome to 2 Minutes of Torah, Pesach Special. Discomfort with the plagues. When I was growing up, I was a big fan of Monty Python, and I had a cassette recording. And for all you younger listeners out there, cassettes came before CDs, which came before MP3s, on which I used to listen to the Monty Python boys live at Drury Lane. One of my favorite sketches on that recording was called The Four Yorkshiremen. And it involved four Yorkshiremen talking about how terrible their lives were as children, getting to the point where they exaggerate so much as to claim that they were actually killed as children. On a blog, Rab Mordechai writes, the author draws a parallel between these four Yorkshiremen and the three rabbis we encounter in the Talmud dealing with the subject of the 10 plagues, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Akiva. But going back before that, we might wonder how the rabbis related to the 10 plagues. We know that these 10 plagues caused immense suffering for the Egyptian people, but they were a necessary evil, perhaps, in order that the Jews might escape from slavery to freedom. What's striking is that immediately after reciting the 10 plagues, we then have Rabbi Yehuda's acrostic, Detzach Adash B'Achab. Now, on the one hand, an acrostic serves as a memory device to help us remember what the plagues were. But on the other hand, Detzach Adash and B'Achab mean nothing. It's just letters put together. And they serve in some way to begin to remove us from the actual details of the 10 plagues that took place. After this abbreviation, we then read of these three rabbis. Rabbi Yossi, who comes first, says, actually, there were 10 plagues in Egypt and 50 plagues at the Red Sea. He does this by saying that each plague came from the finger of God, whereas at the sea, the people saw God's great hand. So if a finger causes one plague, then a hand with 5 fingers must cause 50 plagues. Rabbi Eliezer comes and actually says not that there were 10 plagues in Egypt and 50 plagues at the sea, but actually that there were 40 plagues in Egypt and 200 plagues at the sea. He uses the same logic as Rabbi Yossi, but adds to it Psalm 78:49, which talks about God's burning anger at the Egyptians, which was described with 4 extra synonyms, wrath, indignation, trouble, and a band of deadly messengers. He therefore claims that each plague really had 4 dimensions, so you get 40 plagues in Egypt and 200 plagues at the sea. Rabbi Akiva goes even further and actually takes that same verse from Psalms, but says it's burning anger, wrath, indignation, trouble, and a band of deadly messengers, so that there are 5 elements to each plague, at which point we have 50 plagues in Egypt and 250 plagues at the sea. Now, we might think of this as a competition for who can glorify God the most. But the flip side of it might be to say that when you're talking about 250 plagues at the sea and 50 plagues in Egypt, that's a total of 300 plagues. 10 small plagues can get lost in that number. And I wonder if what's going on first with the acrostic and then with this exaggeration is that the rabbis were uncomfortable with the plagues. They didn't want to dwell too long on the actual suffering that happened to the Egyptians. And so first they diminish them through the acrostic. And then they exaggerate to such an extent that the 10 plagues get lost amongst these 300 plagues. As we read the Haggadah each and every year, we express our discomfort by taking a drop of wine for each of the plagues. Perhaps in the Haggadah itself, the rabbis reveal some further discomfort, recognizing that although it was necessary for there to be suffering of the Egyptians in order that we might go free, we still are uncomfortable that anyone has to suffer for us to benefit. Chag Pesach Sameach and Shabbat Shalom.